Do you like to be by yourself? Do you like to be alone? Do you like to hang out with you? Do you like to spend time with you? Or are you the person that needs to have a stack of people around you, or the television on, or the radio on in the car, or you need to have your phone in your hand just in case somebody sends you a text message or an email or calls you, or somebody sends you an alert about something that's happening on one of the apps on your phone? Can you be by yourself, or do you need to have other people, other things around you? And what does it matter? And I was asked that question when I was 18 years of age. I was at a leadership growth seminar on how to become a better person. I was wanting to be professionally developed. And I was asked that question. And I had a great justification for not wanting to be by myself. I have to business network. I have to network with my members at my health club. I've got clients. I'm always busy going to social events. When I'm in the car, I listen to personal development. I wouldn't listen to the radio. And when I watch television, I watch what's going on in the world so that I can keep up to date with the topical things that are happening so that I can converse effectively with my clients. And I had this big long list of reasons why I didn't want to be by myself and why I couldn't be by myself. However, the question was asked again, why do you have to turn the radio, television on? Why do you need to be with people? And I fought it again. No, I don't listen to the radio. I listen to professional and personal development. And the third time, it really whacked me over the head. Why can't you be by yourself? And when you're 18 years of age and you think you've got it all together, to really start thinking about that, why don't I like my own company? Why do I need to put other people into my life? Why do I need to have, and at that stage, relationships personal relationships with people who were either not respectful of me or didn't respect my goals or weren't excited about the things that I wanted to do in my life, but I needed to have a boyfriend. I needed to have friends. I needed to have a social environment. I needed to have people around me. And when you start asking yourself why do you really need all of that? It becomes a really interesting self-analyzation, as I call it. Rowie, why can't you be by yourself? Why do you need to have noise? And of course, the answer is pretty simple. When there's no noise, you actually have to think. You have stuff going on inside your head that you may or may not want to think about. And thus began the process of wanting to learn to really like who I was so that I could appreciate my own company. And wow, what a journey. To really like who you are means you've got to pull all the things apart that you might have been hiding, that you might have been pretending to be, that you are living your life in the expectation of what other people want of you. And it was a really, really tough process to become the person that loves being by myself. And I'm sharing that with you because every single day people share with me that they're not very happy. They're in relationships that aren't respectful. They're in a career path or a business that they're not passionate about. They have people in their life who aren't excited about their goals. They get into relationships that just are not making them happy, and they expect that relationship to make them happy. Here's my husband, or here's my partner. He should be making me happy. My family should be giving me all the help and support that I need so that I feel happy. One of the beautiful things that that my father gave me is a very special gift. The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. And I took that on board as, yeah, become resilient and look after yourself and make sure that you're financially free and you don't have to rely on anybody. But ultimately, it means you have to rely on yourself, which means you have to really like and trust who you are. And if you are the kind of person who can very happily go to the movies by yourself, go out for dinner by yourself, I just recently went to a rock concert by myself, and the people around me, they kind of felt sorry for me. Oh, this poor woman, she's at a rock concert and she hasn't got anybody with her. And it was quite bizarre because I wanted to be there by myself. I was excited to just appreciate one of my favorite musicians and just share the moment with me. I didn't need anybody to share it with. People say to me on a regular basis, oh, that's easy for you, Rowie. You've got a fantastic husband and you've been happily married for 20 years and you've always got somebody to share something with. Again, interesting, we often don't see each other. K-Man and I are often apart for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time. He is an elite sports person, travels the world. I have my own interests and I travel the world. And even when we are at home, we both live very busy lives, and sometimes it's a connection at midnight for a couple of hours. So the The ability to be able to be by yourself means that you can think for yourself. You don't need people to inspire you or motivate you or excite you about your life. And I think that's one of the really important parts of being successful is that you are self-motivated and self-inspired, self-educated. You don't need somebody to take you off to a course. You find the courses, you find the education, you read the books, and you do that by yourself. You don't need somebody to help you with that. You don't need somebody to inspire you or motivate you to exercise, because of course, when you really like who you are, which is of course self-respect, then you exercise because it's what you do to stay healthy, fit and strong. You eat healthy food because it's what you do to stay healthy, fit and strong. You put great stuff into your brain because obviously you want to keep your brain alive and healthy, fit and strong. And life becomes a really exciting experience because everything after you becomes a bonus. You like who you are. You like your own company. You're self-motivated, self-inspired, self-disciplined. You set goals and achieve them. You don't need anybody else to help you. You're not relying on anybody else to do anything for you. So everything after that becomes a bonus. If you do have great people in your life, you don't need them. It's just a bonus that they're there. If you have somebody who adds value to your life, it's a bonus. It's not your life. And that was another great lesson I learned about relationships a very long time ago. There's a lot of romantic love songs about you're my other half and you complete me and I couldn't live my life without you and you're the only thing that's important to me. Well, they're the kind of love songs that you really should be singing about yourself, because if you need another person to complete you, if another person is your other half, if you have to have another person in your life to make you happy, it means then you have an excuse not to be happy. Because what if something happens? What if they leave you? What if they die? It means that you can now be unhappy. You've got an excuse to, and a justification. I can't be happy because my other half's dead or my other half has left me. Well, I never wanted to be in that position. I wanted to be the person that I could like and I could respect and I could be my best friend and I could love being by myself. And then the beautiful people that you attract into your life, it seems that they're a bit different too, because the people that you attract aren't the people that need you. They're the same as you. You just happen to add extra value to their life, not be their life. So what a great place to be. And I'm sharing that with you because so many people are unhappy and so many people are in relationships that are disrespectful and so many people have jobs and careers and businesses that they're not passionate about. And could that be disrespectful to yourself? If you are self-respecting, you would do all the things that give you an amazing life and you could do it by yourself. If you have other people in your life, that's awesome. But if you don't, it doesn't matter because you live your life at 100% awesomeness, amazingness and wowness every single day because you like who you are. What a great place to be.